I'm going back to talk about our series on leadership this morning.
And
this morning I want to talk about vision.
Because
leaders carry a vision. A leader without vision is leading people nowhere. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we turn to your word, we open our hearts and our ears. Come and speak to us. And I pray that you'd encourage us today. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 In Proverbs 29 and verse
18,
it's a well-known verse. It says, where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but blessed or happy is he who keeps the law. That's in Proverbs 29 and verse
18. Rats misi faitan te atunda ka anarapu amzai tsmeti nyul fara mitandna lalana kusiz te sambat.
So you need to be able to see the future. But you're Malagasy, so you say we can't. It's true, your culture says you can't see the future. So you don't plan very much. You don't save money very well. Hands up, who's saved a lot of money? No, you don't have to really. Don't, because everyone's going to come to you and ask you for money. But if you have a savings account and you put money in regularly and it's growing in its amount because you're saving for the future, then you are an unusual Malagasy, you're special. And I want you to come and talk to me after the meeting. I don't
want
to get your money. I
want to
figure out how your thinking changed. That you decided to plan for a future that you don't yet have. Because human beings, they view the world different ways. When it comes to time, Madagascar has a unique view of time, and it's not shared by every culture on the face of the earth.
In fact,
it's so interesting that it's studied. It's actually on the internet. You can go and read people who have studied it.
In
the days of Abraham, people who worshipped the moon, like most of the Babylonians, they worshipped cycles, like the moon gets bigger and then smaller and then bigger and then smaller. They saw each year it got cold, then it got hot, then it got cold, then it got hot. They observed cycles in nature. Even women who go through a monthly cycle, they say everything works in cycles. So everything's just going round and round and round.
Then zavatareta zany mande de miodina de miodina de miodina.
Out of that thinking you get some religions that believe in reincarnation.
De ao anatin'izay fieritreretan'izay mahitantsika fivavahana mino an'le hoe le olona efa maty indray mitafiny vaovao indray de lasa olona hafa vaovao indray
avy eo. Life that dies goes in and then it just gets recycled again.
Ve izay maty zany de midina any de miverina indray iny avy eo de ohatr'izay.
And then God called Abraham and he said, go to a place I will show you.
And
leave behind the past, your father's house, your old land.
And that's
like a revolutionary change. He'd been living in this cyclical view of time and God calls him into a journey that moves forwards.
He
had no vision and then he had vision. You see, a simple way to put it is, a vision is where you want to be in the future. A vision is where you want to be in the future. And the idea that everything should stay the same is kind of visionless and hopeless. You think we should keep everything as it is. Keep the traditions, keep the routines. And you guys who live in the city know the world isn't really like that. Because for hundreds of years there were no foreigners, then there were. For years there were no cars, and now look at the traffic. And whoever built the road didn't have enough vision. Because they didn't see the future that was coming. If they had, they would have built a wider road. But if you go out into the villages, there are people who are still living the way they always lived. And their cycle is planting and harvesting, planting and harvesting.
And their
daily cycle is cook rice and eat it, cook rice and eat it. That's the daily cycle. And it keeps them alive. But it takes them nowhere. There's no growth, development, forward movement.
Now,
all of that is in stark contrast. It goes against the nature of God. Though he is unchanging, he has a good excuse. He has a reason. He is perfect. But we are not. So we need to change. And God builds something that begins in a garden, the Garden of Eden, but it ends with a city, a new Jerusalem. And we discover Abraham was looking for that city. In other words, God said, come, I'm taking you on a journey towards something. Now, the Malagasy time view, how you see time, I read an article on this, and the student or the professor or whoever said that to a Malagasy time approaches from behind. You don't see it coming until it hits you on the back of the head.
No,
they didn't say that part. They just mean it approaches from behind, and only when the thing happens has it become real. You can't be sure of what will happen until it's happened. And so you get people who fail to take advance action. They don't act in anticipation of something. And so people don't plan ahead because they're not sure of what will happen in the future. But faith is the substance of things hoped for and the assurance of things not yet seen. So faith says, I am sure of something that will happen in the future. I will be raised with Christ. That is my conviction. I am sure of my eternal future, which is secure in Christ Jesus. So the Christian is called to live by faith, which by its very nature is a declaration that I know something is yet to come. And it will come because God said it will come. So there is a certain hope in a certain future, which means a Christian lives by faith and hope. With love, the greatest quality of them all. Do you see that faith and hope are future focused? That Jesus is coming back. And we should align our lives with that reality. In other words, we must be a visionary people. Abraham saw by faith a city that God is building, and he said, I'm going in that direction. A vision is where you want to be in the future. And so things progress in a certain direction. And even though it's in our culture just to stay the same, I want to tell you, you are not trapped in that. You are free.
And so
when you realize that, you start to realize that I can have vision, that my life can be different from how the past has been. Maybe your parents had a bad marriage, but I believe I can have a better marriage than my parents. Why should my marriage suffer
if
other people build badly, but I can build well? I can make decisions that affect my future. If I have vision, this is my vision. Kim and Sue, happy in their old age. It's a nice vision. It will also help the kingdom. Because if I grow older and I keep a happy marriage, I can keep on serving God. I can keep on preaching and ministering until the day I die. So I have this vision of me and my wife arm in arm in love, even after we lose our teeth. Why not? So vision is always something that you haven't got and you don't know exactly how you'll get there. But we need to have vision-filled lives. You see, when people have no vision, they cast off restraint. It means that if you're not living for something that's yet to come, then you take no preparation for the future, but you just mess around in the present. Israel lost sight that God was taking them to an inheritance. And on the journey to Canaan, to their promised land, they forgot to focus on that and they started worshipping a golden calf. They started running after other things. They started sinning against God. And you know, when you look at your own life and you find yourself compromising, flirting with sin, instead of focusing on a holy life, it's because you've lost vision. You don't see that God is taking you somewhere. And so instead of pointing your life in a certain direction, you just go round and round in circles. Every day is just like every other day. And then you get bored, and then you look for some entertainment, which is often sinful. I mean, there's innocent entertainment, but the very idea of entertainment is dangerous. Because if you spend too much of your energy trying to look for something to kill your boredom, you'll fill that gap with the wrong things. And the real problem is you don't have enough vision. You see, when people lack vision, they lack restraint.
De raha ohatra zany a ny olona anankiray ka tsy ampy ny vinany a dia tsy ampy zany ilay zavatra mamefy anazy iny manamboatra anazy iny.
And that's where that proverb comes in with its wisdom.
Izay nampatonga n'iny ohabolana iny tonga miaraka amin'ny fahendrena.
So let me give you an example of how vision constrains you.
Dia aleo ary ako a hanome anareo ohatra ny amin'ilay hoe ny vina manampy anao a ahita zavatra.
My cousin, who's a bit older than me, just after he got married, he very carefully chose to buy a property, a house.
And
his vision was that in his old age he would be financially secure.
Then vina zany de hoe rehefa antitra ako a de tsy mijaly ara-bola.
It would take him years to pay off the house.
Fa aman-taonany mihitsy ny anefany a izay vao voalohany vidin'ilay trano.
And all the time paying interest on borrowed money.
De mandeha eny anefa ny fotoana sady mbola mandoa intérêt ihany koa ianao a amin'ilay volany samborina amin'ny fitianana.
And so what he and his wife said is, we are going to eat bread and jam, nothing fancy. We're not going to buy appliances and fancy equipment. No expensive holidays.
No
nice clothes. We are going to just work hard until we pay back the debt. So their life was constrained. There was no frivolous spending. There was focused debt repayment until they were free of debt. And now they are older. The process of paying back the debt took about 10 years. And today they're wealthy. But it came through hard discipline, keeping their lives pointed towards this vision. I don't even know if it's a noble vision. But it illustrates how vision works. Vision tells you to point your life in a certain direction and work everything out to keep moving in that direction. Vision constrains our lives. Which means if it's a good vision, it actually keeps us busy, so we're too busy to sin. So I want to ask you, I must finish soon. I want to ask you, what is the vision for your life? Are you living from one day to the next? Or have you thought about where God can take you in 5, 10, and 20 years' time? See, to get where you want to go, your vision must have some goals. And the goal is quantifiable, you can measure it. And to get that goal, you have to put in some investment, there must be something that's constrained. Right now, Gavin, who's building the new Vision Valley School, his vision is a great school.
ni vina ny teo hoe sekoly tsara be.
But the goal is get it built. Physically, and then get it running well after that. And the constraint is that every cent, every ari-ari gets put into that thing now. No new cars, no holidays. Now that's how it works. So I have this vision of a good marriage. So old Kim and old Sue with no teeth still smile. So how do I obtain that vision? Maybe I have to buy some flowers for my wife. Maybe I have to take her out to lunch. Maybe there's some way I have to live a constrained life. Maybe I have to devote myself to her and look away from all the others. And keep on doing that all my life. And then I get to that vision. And some people, they have a vision to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. Some people have a vision to bring literacy and health to their community. Like Denny and Evelyn, who set up a dispensary and a library. They got a doctor. They get a teacher and they start blessing their community because they have a vision of letting those people in that community learn to read well. And have access to health care. I have a vision for the restoration of justice in the legal system. Because God is righteous. We can believe for righteousness. I don't know how it will be achieved. But to start with, I'm
going
to live a righteous life. And I'm
going
to encourage others not to pay bribes and not to be part of corruption. Maybe you have a vision to see that women who have suffered domestic abuse, maybe there would be a place where they would be cared for. Because God is compassionate. So you see, you can have, we should have great kingdom vision. Taking the gospel. Seeing our society transformed. Bringing the love of God. Building healthy families. Having a good marriage. Maybe it's too late for you on that one. Maybe your marriage broke. It doesn't mean you can't encourage others. It doesn't mean you can't say to someone else, hey, don't make the mistakes I made.
Tsimdika kory zany hoe ianao dia tsy afaka ny teny amin'ny hafa hoe aza manao an'ilay fahadisoana tahaka an'izay nataoko.
But the point is, we should, as leaders, we should have vision.
Fa ny tiana tongavana hoe amin'ny mampitarika antsika dia tokony hanana vinintsika.
Where does it come from?
Avy aiza ary ny viny izany?
Well, actually, it's because God is taking us somewhere.
Satria Andriamanitra raha ny tena izy dia te hitondra antsika any amin'ny toerana anankiray.
What you should do
is
you should go before God
and
you should ask Him this question: where do you want me to be in 5 years' time, in 10 years'
time?
What are the dreams God's put in your heart? What do you imagine when you think of your future? Pray about it. Write it down. Hold it before God. And start to direct your life, line your life up in that direction. And God will take you forwards. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we don't want to be people who just live for today. We don't want to cast off restraint. But we want our lives to point in the direction that glorifies you. Give us vision for our lives. For our families, for our marriages, for the next generation, God, help us to build and help us to walk in the right direction so that our lives can bring you glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.